Hey everybody, it's Franklin Taggart, and this is the Life in General podcast. We've been talking about habits that keep you in the struggle, and we're up to habit number six. We've got one left after today, and habit number six is not charging enough. One of the things that small business owners very often do, especially when they're first starting out, is that they don't charge enough to actually sustain themselves and to sustain the business. It's probably one of the most common things that I see with people who are in their first years of offering a business or a service, creating a product. And the reason that we don't charge enough, there are several reasons that people give. I think one of the reasons that's probably most upfront and around is that people just don't feel that good about themselves. They don't feel like what they're doing is worth much because they don't feel like that they're worth much. So sometimes it's a self-esteem issue. I have a client that is extraordinarily self-conscious and shy, and she's had a pretty traumatic past, and she struggles with the idea that she is good enough, and her prices reflect that. One of the things that we've worked on is, despite that feeling, setting your price high. One of the things that happens, especially with artists, is that we, you know, very often we'll price our work based on what we can afford, and we're poor. And we forget that the people who are looking for art generally have money to spend. So our prices can be higher, and very often they can be significantly higher. Sometimes our unwillingness to charge enough for our work is a passive-aggressive pattern. And it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. And basically what that is like, we're carrying a chip on our shoulder and we are trying to prove a point that, you know, that people just don't appreciate art enough. We add to our own struggle and we make it a big part of our identity to be that struggling and starving creative person. Well, that passive-aggressive behavior is probably mostly unconscious, but it's there. And I see it in a lot of my clients. They want to be accepted and they want their work to be validated, but at the expense of their livelihood. Well, the thing that I encourage people to do in that situation is to not make your work about you. Make your work about the person who buys it. They're the ones that are going to derive some kind of meaning or feeling from it. They're paying for that. They're paying for the impact that you're having on their quality of life. Make your creative work about improving the quality of life for another person on the receiving end. And this pattern of not charging enough will go away. Sometimes we worry that the price is just too high. I've got a client who's a jewelry maker. She makes beautiful, beautiful stone jewelry with very rare stones, and it's extraordinary. And she very often would charge not even enough to cover the materials, let alone her time. And one of the things that we talked about early on in our relationship with each other was, can you raise your price by $100 and see what happens? Well, when she raised her price by $100, one of the things that started to happen was she sold more work. Well, let's raise it another $100 and see what happens. She sold even more work. And then we said, let's double the price and see what happens. And she was able to leave her day job at that point because she was selling enough to live on. She wasn't producing anymore. She was just selling more of her work at a price that was reasonable and a price that was fair and a price that was sustainable. There's a coach that I really like named Michael Neal. And one of the things that he talks about is that when you are charging for the work that you do, think about the value of your own time to yourself. I mean, I look at the work that I do with groups of people, and I think, wow, that's really important work. But one of the things that's interesting is that I can work with 12 people independently of each other and spend 12 to 15 hours of my time. Or I can work with all 12 of them at the same time. They can learn from each other in their own context. And I can make the same amount of money in 1 hour to 90 minutes. How much is my own time worth to me? Well, one of the things that I would say is, if you're paying, you know, if you are charging by the hour, that needs to be the most valuable time that you offer to people. If you're charging for a product that you've put tens of hours in to creating it, you need to be compensated for that time. The value of the piece that you've created needs to reflect that time, that craft, that care and concern, and the love that you put into it. Just remember, the main thing that we need to do here is we really need to recognize the impact on the quality of life that our work really brings into the world. That's the value of it. That is the value of it. Now think about the price of your work right now. Now imagine if it was $50 higher. How does that make you feel? You have any discomfort around that extra $50? Well, bump it up another $50. How's that feel? So now you're $100 over where you are now. Does that feel better? Well, reach a point of discomfort and then go to the next highest amount, $50 higher than that point of discomfort, and make that your base rate. Try that for a little while and just see what happens. Now, if people refuse to pay, that's okay. But see if there are people who are willing to pay. The best thing that can happen is that you can start making a livelihood that sustains you from the work that you love to do, from the things that you want to create, and from bringing people's quality of life to a higher level. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I'm Franklin Taggart, and I will look forward to being with you again very soon. Hey, everybody. Franklin Taggart here, and I just wanted to update you on the name of the podcast. If you were looking for it under the name Life in General, I'm sorry to say that it can't be found under that title anymore. And the name of the podcast has been changed to The Reset Podcast. The Reset Podcast is going to consist of three different kinds of programming. And the three different types of programming are going to be interviews, much the same as that I did in the Make Your Own Way podcast. And then we're also going to be having two other kinds of program. One's going to be called an Insight Program. That will be a very short program that's based on one question to a guest, or possibly something that I reflect on. And then the other kind of podcast that we're going to be offering is the series podcast that goes a little bit more in depth into a subject. The podcast is going to be focusing on personal transformation, people who are going through transitions in their business, in their personal life, in their relationships. We're going to be working on how people can make transitions in a way that doesn't leave a whole lot of fallout. So I hope you'll tune in to the Reset Podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on this show, or if you have any questions or comments about the show, please send me an email at podcast@franklintaggart.com. Hope you have a great day, and thank you for listening, and I hope you'll subscribe to the Reset Podcast. I will talk to you next time. Thank you.